Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever you actually listen to this broadcast. God really, truly wanted me to come on and give a testimony of what God did. And I have to take you back, because if you know my story, you know where I've come from. There was a time when God was just talking to me. And people always ask, you know, ask me, was God talking to you when you was in your mess? All the time. The problem was I wasn't listening, or I didn't want to hear what God had to say. But he was always speaking to me. He was always giving me opportunities to change, giving me opportunities to turn around, giving me opportunities to do the right thing, because we all have choices. And so there was a time when he was just talking to me, and he kept showing me men, like showing me men. And I didn't really want to deal with anybody. I didn't want to deal with myself, let alone deal with other men. So I kind of like isolated myself from men, isolated myself from people that wanted to help me, really, you know, just not really wanting to hear any of this stuff. So marriage was going haywire. Things weren't going right. Didn't feel good about myself. So self-medicating, you know, alcohol, drugs, all the perversion, all of that stuff, just trying to make myself feel better about myself. And technically it wasn't really working, but God was still talking in all of the midst of all of this stuff. He was still saying, son, I'm calling you to men. I'm calling you to this. And then I just started having open visions, like, hear me now. Now, in the midst of my getting high or drinking or whatever, I would get visions. I would get visions of men, like men everywhere, just coming and coming. And God says, I'm going to make you a father of men. And I'm like, a father of men? I don't even have a father, but I don't have a father. You know what I mean? I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that means. And so he starts taking me through this process in my thinking of how he has placed men in my life to have an influence on my life. But he's saying that I am, you know, I am the one. I'm the one. I'm the one that you look to. I'm the one that you pursue. I'm the one that you're pursuing. You're not pursuing man. You're pursuing me. And I'll teach you how to do this. That stuff sounded so foreign to me. It was like he was speaking a whole nother language. I'm like, God, really? Like, let me just get high. Let me just do what I'm doing. And you go find somebody else to do what they're doing. But he wouldn't let me do it. He was steady talking. There was times when I'm like, God, you're talking too much. God, can you just leave me alone? I just want to be alone. I can't even help myself, but you want me to help other men. How is that even possible? But let me tell you what. Those things, those words, I'm going to make you a father of many. You're going to be the father to the fatherless. You're going to be father to men that need a father. I'm like, well, you know, if you're going to keep saying it, obviously it is some part of it. It has to be true. So, okay, whatever. You know, now I'm going through this process, and see, people can see me where I am today. But if you'd have saw me 15 years ago, my God. The people that saw me 15 years ago, that saw me in my mess, that saw me in my horrible place, that saw me homeless, that saw me on drugs, that saw me on all of this, well, if I would have told them what God said, they would have looked at me like I had five heads. They would have literally, some people wanted to put me in a mental institution because they thought I was crazy. But if I'd actually told them that, they would really solidify, oh, he's crazy. Why would God use something like that? Why would God use the men that's in the Bible that he used to do certain things? Why did he use them? Why couldn't he use you? And he said to me, why can't I use you, Gerald? Is it because you don't want to be used or you don't think you can be used? See, that's two different questions. Do you think you can? Do you not think you can be used? So I had to ponder on that thing for a long time. I was like, God, I just want to know one thing. How in the heck am I going to get out of this? So as you, if you don't know my story, go to my, I got a book. It's called A Turnaround. Go to the book, Turnaround. So it walks you through all of my addictions and all of the things that I had to turn around from and how I did it. And so I have that. Go back and look at that. If you got a husband that is going through this, or a son or a nephew or an uncle or a brother or whoever, send them to that book. Because most men don't think that they can turn around, because they feel like they're so far gone. But let me tell you, man, God did this thing. So the very thing that God had been showing me, like in my worst times, been showing me, like, y'all gonna have a ministry. You and your wife gonna be doing this. I'm like, yeah, okay, right. Thumbs up, God. I got you. Yep, right. Now, I ain't even paying attention to the scripture that says, God is not a man that he shall lie. In my mind, I'm like, God, you done lost it. Why would I want to say God has lost it when God is the creator of all things? God knows all things. So if God said he's going to do something, he's going to actually do it. It might not be in your timing, because you have to be prepared to be able to have the capacity to handle what God is trying to give you. I didn't have the capacity. I didn't have the capacity to be able to hold on to what God was actually showing me. So in my mind, I could not believe that it could be me. I could not believe that I could actually do it, because I didn't have the capacity. I wasn't able to meet the requirements to actually keep what God has entrusted me with, what he was wanting to entrust me with. I'd have dropped the ball. So I did my first men fishing retreat. It was called the Fisher of Men Men's Retreat. Can I tell you, I saw this thing. I saw that, I don't even know, probably 11 years ago, maybe 12, you know, sitting on the side of my house getting high. I'm just being transparent. This is me. Sitting on the side of my house getting high. I saw this thing. He said, I'm going to make you fisher of men. What in the world was that? Y'all can't see. I get emotional about when I see something, and I saw it in my bad times, and I get to see it now, the manifestations of what God said he would do. Y'all don't understand, man. This takes me off to a whole nother level. In my faith, in my belief, in my trust, in my love, in my patience, in everything that has to do with God. So when I'm sitting here and I'm being quiet, sometimes I went into the room, right? And the men didn't understand I was going into the room because I wanted to cry. Because I remember hearing some of the conversations. I was literally hearing the conversations that God showed me. I was literally living moments of, I think I put on, we were grocery shopping, right? And there was a moment when I had a flash, I had a moment of a flashback to when God showed me something. And it was the pushing of that buggy. And I'm like, why in the world? At the time, I'm like, why in the world all of these men pushing, you know, we out here pushing this buggy, loading up this buggy, man. Like, what is going on? But God gave me another glimpse of where he brought me from. So I can say, God did that. I remember when I was sitting on the side of a house, you know, trying to listen to God. Wasn't trying to listen to God. I was sitting there trying to get high, and God was trying to tell me that I'm going to make you a fisher of men. I'm going to cause you. Oh my God. Y'all don't get it. This is emotional to me, because I'm living I'm living something that I did not think I could ever, 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 ever have. I didn't think I could. Just being honest, I didn't think I could. I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think I was qualified enough. I didn't think I had the maturity enough. I didn't think I had what it takes to actually be able to do it. But God took me through this processing, this molding. He gave me a wife that will actually love the unlovable, love me through my pain, love me through the disappointments, love me through the hard times. And now, you know, I had an opportunity to see what unconditional love would be. It didn't matter what my mistake was. It was that she was able to love me through it. Now, it wasn't because she wanted to. It's because she had to work it out with God too. She had to work the God inside of her. She had to work with the Holy Spirit. She had to work everything that is inside of her to be able to do exactly what she needed to be able to do, to be able to help me. That's why it's birthing out to help me. How is I'm suitable and adaptable and complementary to be able to help my spouse make it through this, and this. There's absolutely nothing that God cannot help you do. God is nothing that God cannot cure. God cannot heal. God cannot fix everything. He's in the business of doing it. Why? Because you can stand there and give a testimony of how God did it. God did this. God did a men's retreat, a fisher of men. Listen, we went out there and we caught fish. We caught fish and we caught the men that were there became fishermen. The bonding, the camaraderie, the love, the sharing, the crying, the all of the stuff that we did in those four days was so impactful and so powerful. God says, and that's just the beginning. I'm like, what? God said, now I want you to, you know, one of them men said, I want to be baptized. I said, okay. God said, baptize them. Matter of fact, baptize everybody here because they have to have a renewed mind. I want them to walk out of this old way and walk into this new assignment that I'm bringing them into. A new assignment as a father, a new assignment as a husband, a new assignment as a businessman, a new assignment as a son of God, a new assignment. So we literally baptized everybody in there, including myself. Then God, I come up and God starts showing me more stuff, more things. Then, you know, yesterday we get a prophetic word. You know, my wife was online and then all of a sudden we get a prophetic word from two apostles that was speaking a word over us and literally hitting everything that God has been showing me. So what it did was fuel. It was like fuel to the gas that God has already placed inside of me. There was a fire that the wood was just being thrown in, that now I'm ready to go to another level. There was a new assignment. And what they were prophesying, it takes me into my next phase of my assignment. So when you sitting there and you looking at your spouse or you looking at, you know, your situation, or you saying to yourself that I just can't do it, it ain't about you doing it, it's God doing it. He just gonna actually do it through you. So we had to, when we went into got baptized, we said, this is our renewed yes. We renewing our yes to you, God. Our new commitment to you, God, to our assignment, to our fatherhood, to our being a husband, a better husband, and a better father, and a better man, and a better son, and better. So I'm sitting here before you to say that God is not a man that he should lie. What God said he would do, he will do. The question is, are you prepared? Are you prepared for what God is getting ready to do? I challenge you to get yourself prepared. Stop doubting yourself. Stop self-sabotaging yourself with your words. Stop telling yourself, you're looking at yourself saying, I can't do it. Or someone else saying, oh, he can't do this, or she can't do that. Or, you know, you see where they are, that, you know, that those word curses, we renounce those. We sever those ties of those words that I declare and declare today that you are set free from every word curse that you have said to yourself, you have said about yourself, that you have cursed your destiny and your purpose. I decree and declare that you shall walk in your destiny and purpose with a fullness, with a fire, with a fervency, with a focus, that you are literally walk this thing out. I bind the spirit of Molech, premature death, that has been trying to kill, steal, and destroy your destiny and purpose early. Now, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over every household. I plead the blood of Jesus over every man in his rightful place. Father God, I thank you that you're bringing men out of the cave. You're bringing men, Father God, into a new light, Father God, that you're removing the scales off of their eyes, that they can see the hope of their calling, that they can see their true identity, Father God. I'm declaring that they will walk out of the identity crisis. I'm walking out of the trauma that have caused their identity to be lost, that have caused their identity to be crushed. Father God, I cancel all male bashing spirits now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that have been trying to bash the man, the male's masculinity, bashing the male's role now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you that you're realigning the household. Father God, I thank you that you're bringing the household in the realignment now. In the name of Jesus, I bind all role reversal. I bind Ahab and Jezebel spirit now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father, that you're bringing them into the rightful divine place that you have called for them to be in now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I break the assignment out of the loser now, of the defeated man now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you're walking in your winning season. I declare that you shall not lose because the Lord is on your side. I declare that what the Lord has for you is for you. What the Lord does for you is for you. I'm declaring now. He got ears to hear. Now in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. Father God, for balance, Father God. Your word says an unbalanced man is unstable in all of his ways. Father God, I decree and declare balance now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare stability in the name of Jesus. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. I'm declaring that the mind is stable. The mind is balanced now in the name of Jesus. We break the arrested development stage of their life. Father God, they've been stuck in the same stage. I bind the little boy spirit. I'm declaring maturity, men coming forth now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that every man that is called to my voice, Father God, I'm declaring that they hear it loudly. Father God, we're calling forth the clarion call for the men to come forth now in the name of Jesus. Come out of the cave, Elijahs. Come out of the cave now in the name of Jesus. Your assignment is awaiting you. Your assignment is awaiting you. Oh, Father, I thank you, Father. No more aborting the assignments of marriage. No more aborting the assignments of their role and their responsibilities as a husband. Now, in the name of Jesus, I counsel every worldly desire and worldly influence that comes to seduce and tempt their minds now to leave and to desert the family now. In the name of Jesus, I cancel all financial ruins, financial distress now. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of poverty, lack, and not enough. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, stir up the CEO mentality. Father God, stir up the businessman coming forth now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that it is you that give us the power to get wealth. So Father, we tap into you. We tap into your grace. We tap into your mercy. We tap, Father God, into the favor, the prosperity, Father God, of who you are now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for seeds that are being sown, Father God, in regards to their husbands, in regards to their family now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, multiply seeds, Father God, 1,000-fold now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I declare that every man and every husband, every PPK, every priest now, Father God, I'm declaring that men understand that they how to pray, Father God, that they're bringing their situation before you now. In the name of Jesus, I'm calling for, Father God, praying husbands, praying fathers now, praying over their marriages, praying over their spouses, praying over their situations, Father God, praying over their finances now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, praying over their children's destiny and purpose, prophesying, Father God, declaring the word of God over their lives now, over their children's lives, over their children's destiny and purpose now. In the name of Jesus, over their marriage, over their ministry, they're speaking a word over their lives now, over everything that, Father God, you entrusted them with, Father God, that they're They're ruling, Father God, with godly principles now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I break the worldly influence. Yes, yes, yes. Trying to do it like the world. Father God, you said we're in this world, but not of this world. So, Father God, I speak to the spirit man now in the name of Jesus. I say, spirit man, rise up. Spirit man, rise up. Let a song rejuvenate the spirit man. Let a word that comes forth now rejuvenate the spirit man now in the name of Jesus. That men are rising up. I declare that dry bones come alive now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm saying dry bones come alive now. What was once dead is now alive. Father God, breathe life upon it now. Breathe your breath of life upon it now in the name of Jesus. Oh, shit, have I sat down. I thank you, Father God, that these men rise up and standing in your dunamis power, Father God. They stand in dunamis power. I thank you, Father, they walk in their authority and their power now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I counsel every ungodly counsel, ungodly soul tied now in the name of Jesus. Shout out by Kasa. All forms of criticism that has been criticizing their walk, has been criticizing where they are at this moment now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you don't see them where they are. You see them where they're going. Yes, Lord, I see you, Father God. Yes, Lord, let them see. Let them see their journey. Let them see the path that you're taking them on now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, lead and guide them. Holy Spirit, Father God, let them seek wisdom. Let wisdom be their portion now in the name of Jesus. Father God, while they're getting wisdom, I thank you for another level of understanding, Father God, and walking out their salvation. Oh, I thank you right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Your word says, whom the sun sets free is free indeed. So, Father God, I'm declaring liberty over these men, liberty over their minds, liberty over their Father God, refill them up. Replenish them now, Father God. Well, what was once poured out, Father God, let it be replenished now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Father God, you're breaking the chains off. Father God, these men are being set free. No longer will they be bound, Father God, by their past. No longer will they be bound by the traumas that have happened to them as little boys. I counsel the little boy spirit that has caused them to operate in this place of hurt and pain. Father God, I decree and declare that they shall be men of great valor. They will be men of mighty valor. They will be men, Father God, that will do great exploits. They will be men that are doing greater things in this earth now. In the name of Jesus, you're raising up the Elijahs now in the name of Jesus. You're raising up, Father God, Samuels and Moses, Father God. You're raising up Abrahams now in the name of Jesus, Father God. You're raising up men, Father God, that will have a fervency and a fire towards you now in the name of Jesus. You're raising up men, Father God, that will truly trust and walk, lean, rely, and trust in you now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father. You're breaking every religious spirit now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that have caused them to be boxed in, that have caused them to think that this is the only way I live. Father God, I thank you that you are a limitless God, Father God. Oh, I thank you that there's no ceiling to you now in the name of Jesus, Father God. You are not a man that you should lie, Father God. Father God, as you did it for me, you'll do it for them. You are not a respecter of persons now in the name of Jesus, Father. So I thank you right now, Father God, for these men coming forth with testimonies of where they came from, of what they came through now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that will deliver a nation, that will deliver a generation now in the name of Jesus. We say that our children, are coming forth now in the name of Jesus, Father God, heal our children, Father God, from the pains in the past, Father God, of things that happened in their parents' lives now, in the name of Jesus. Every argument they have heard now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, allow their ears, Father God, and their hearts, Father God, not to be damaged by it now, in the name of Jesus, Father. You are the God that heals. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. So, Father God, we call it on Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. So, Father, I thank you for healing these traumatic areas in these children's lives now, in the name of Jesus. We say these children, Father God, will walk in their purpose. They will walk, Father God, in the light now, in the name of Jesus. Father, you're creating in them a clean heart, and you're renewing a right spirit within them. Father, I decree and declare that these men's hearts are being renewed. Their hearts are being renewed. Their minds are being renewed. Father God, you're creating in them a clean heart. You're renewing a right spirit within them now. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the blood of Jesus cleanses them. The blood of Jesus washes them whiter than snow. The blood of Jesus, Father God, is surrounding them now in the name of Jesus. Father God, lift these men up now. Lift them up into their rightful place now. in the name of Jesus. Father God, that they will shout out that you did it. They will give you the glory of how you did it, how you brought them out, how you healed them, how you restored them, how you reset them and rebooted them, how you have lifted them out of the mud, how you have lifted them out of the quicksand. Father God, I thank you that these men shall not die. They shall live and have life more abundantly. Now in the name of Jesus, I cancel all witchcraft, sorcery, black magic, white magic, voodoo, hexes, vexes that have been sent over them, all that third eye activity, going to those psychics trying to trying to get a psychic word now. In the name of Jesus, I cancel that now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for releasing them. Father God, release them out of the prison that they put themselves in. Father God, let them see themselves free. Let them see themselves, Father God, walking in their purpose and destiny. Let them see, Father God, that they're doing a great thing now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you right now that what you're doing in their life, Father God, is beyond that, Father God. It's beyond what they can see now, even what they can even imagine. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, you're breaking them out now. I thank you, Father God, for the push. I thank you, Father God, for the press. I thank you, Father God, for the focus and the fire, Father God, that they're going into and in through now in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, Father, for you doing it. I thank you that you did it for me and you'll do it for them, Father. Oh, I thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let them see. Let their mouths be open, Father God. I cancel the muzzle, Father God. I remove the muzzle off of their mouth, Father God, and I declare that they should have a voice now. I bind the spirit of intimidation, being intimidated by their spouse, Father God, because the way they pop their spouse praise, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for praying men. I thank you, Father God, for the priestlyhood coming forth now in the name of Jesus, that these men, Father God, will have a desire to pray. They will have a desire to get up on their knees. They'll have a desire to come before the altar. They have a desire, Father God, to kneel before you now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're renewing the heart and the heart posture now in the name of Jesus, Father God. These men shall have a voice and they shall speak loud. They shall decree and declare a thing and it shall be so. Now in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, let them call those things that be not as though they were. Let them, Father God, open their mouths, Father God, and decree and declare a thing. And then what is done in heaven is done on earth. Father God, let the manifestations of their prayers, Father God, take on the characteristics of a projectile and hit the bullseye. I thank you, Father God, that these men are sharpshooters. I thank you, Father God, these men are watchmen, Father God, that are standing on the wall, Father God, that they're watching the enemy and seeing what the enemy is trying to do, that you're giving them strategic strategies as you have given David, Father God, to win these wars. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you that these men understand spiritual warfare. And Father God, they will not be afraid of the enemy. They will not be afraid. I bind the spirit of fear. Father God, I thank you for releasing a level of boldness and courage now in the name of Jesus. They will come forth, Father God, and cut the enemy's head off. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, I'm declaring David's come forth now and slay Goliath now in the name of Jesus. Whatever your Goliath is, man, whatever your Goliath is, man, you have the ability to slay him. You have the ability to cut that head off. You have the ability to let him know I'm not a chump. I'm not a weakling. I'm not afraid to fight for my family. I'm not afraid to fight for my destiny. I'm not afraid to fight for what God has said I'm to have. I'm not afraid. You cannot make me afraid. No longer can you be afraid. No longer will you be afraid, but you'll be a fighter, huh? It's worth the fight, huh? It's worth the fight. God said it's worth the fight. Yes. You have victory today. You have victory today. Today is the day that you walk in your victory. Today is the day that you raise your hands up and declare that I have victory over the enemy. I have the victory over the enemy. No longer will I lack. No longer will I operate in poverty. I understand that I what I sow. I understand that it is better to give than to receive. I understand the principles of sowing and reaping. I understand the giving aspect of it. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I know I can't outdo you giving. I can't outdo you. I cannot outdo you. So, Father, you're forever giving. Father God, you have given me another day, huh? You're giving me another day that you have made. So, Father, I choose to rejoice in this day. I choose to sow in this day. I choose to believe in this day. I choose to fight in this day. I choose to pray in this day. I choose to fast in this day. I choose to stand up in this day. I choose to worship in this day. I choose to be the authentic man that you have called for me to be this day. I remove everything that the enemy has tried to cause me to think or to move away from. Father, I step into my rightful place. I step into the path that you have chosen for me. Father God, this is the day right now that I walk into. I walk out of embarrassment. I walk out of shame. I walk out of intimidation. I walk out of anything that the embarrassment. I walk out of rejection. I walk out of those things now in the name of Jesus. Abandonment, trust issues. We cancel them now in the name of Jesus. Inability to love because something happened to you in your past now. In the name of Jesus, I cancel all of the seducing spirits, the tempting spirits now. In the name of Jesus, that'll cause your eyes to wander. Now in the name of Jesus, I bind all perversion, lust and perversion now. All pornography now. In the name of Jesus, lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh now. In the name of Jesus, lust of the genitals now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I'm declaring, as David said, deliver my soul. Father God, deliver my habits. Deliver me from my habits. Deliver me from my bad habits. Deliver me, Father God, from those things that make me not look like you, that makes me look more like the world. Father God, deliver me from it. I sever the ties to it. Father God, let my eyes be able to see it, Father God, that I can sever the ties to it now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I'm a generational curse breaker. I call myself, I stand up as a generational curse breaker. So I break every curse that has been passed down from generation to generation now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I bind that spirit of entitlement now in the name of Jesus, every religious spirit now in the name of Jesus that'll cause you to box God in now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of deception. Delusion, fantasy, I counsel you now in the name of Jesus. I bind that seducing spirit now. I bind all forms of adultery now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I counsel the activity. I counsel the mindset now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, dysfunction in the marriage. I counsel it now in the name of Jesus. I declare harmony, peace, joy, and happiness in the marriage now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I bind a python spirit that has been trying to strangle the marriage by conflict now. In the name of Jesus, by arguments now. Father God, your word says that how can two walk together unless they agree? So I thank you, Father God, for the power of agreement that is coming forth now. In the name of Jesus, power of agreement now in the name of Jesus. Power of agreement in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you for the common ground now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that are building marriages back up, that is building relationships back up, that is building friendships back up. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I bind every marriage-breaking spirit, every wedge-breaking spirit that tries to drive a wedge in between the marriages now, to try to drive a wedge in between communication. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Father, release a new level of understanding. Release, Father God, a cleansing, Father God, in the marriages now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Wash away, Father God, all the dysfunction. Wash away every bad argument now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them forget about it quickly now in the name of Jesus. They, Father God, they don't take the cares of yesterday into the day, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father God, that in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you're releasing a new, fresh anointing on the marriages, a fresh anointing on the heads of the household. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I speak a fresh anointing over their head, a fresh anointing over them now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father, let the blood of Jesus cleanse them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. The Father, you said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So, Father, continue to orchestrate their steps, Father God. Let them pursue wisdom now. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, I thank you that understanding is right beside them now. In the name of Jesus, let them be able to comprehend what you have called for them to be now. In the name of Jesus, let them comprehend and understand what you are showing them, who they are and what they are, Father God, to the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for no more aborting their kingdom assignments now, but they're embracing it now. They're embracing the kingdom assignment now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I'm declaring that you blow upon their marriages, blow upon their ministry, blow, blow. Blow, 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 blow Blow upon them. Blow upon them now in the name of Jesus. A fresh wind, a new life, a new understanding, new wisdom, new. Blow upon them now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that they're released and they're operating and functioning and it's this new place now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you that no backlash, retaliation, no get back, Father God, will come nigh to this. We plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer, over the people that is upon this line, over each and every person, Father God. I thank you that as they come on, Father God, let them have a second wind today. Father God, open their minds and open their eyes, Father God, to the things that the enemy has been trying to navigate itself into their marriage and navigate itself into the and weave itself into their relationship now in the name of Jesus. Father God, give these people, Father God, the insight to pray. Father God, give them the ability, Father God, to shut the enemy down now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you that this day, Father, this day, the warriors arise now in the name of Jesus. The men are arising, the women are arising, the children are arising. They're arising in a new level of faith, new level of understanding, a new level of power, a new level of grace now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I said that because if you did it for me, you'll do it for them. So, Father God, I speak a turnaround over all men's life, Father God, that are walking outside of your will, that are walking outside of the path and the destiny and purpose that you have given them. I'm declaring today that they turn around and they walk in the right path now in the name of Jesus, Father God. You're literally picking them up and putting them on the path that you have assigned to them in their mother's womb. I thank you and I praise you in advance for all that you're doing and all that you have done. I count it. It is so. It is written in heaven. It is done. Let the manifestations of the testimonies from this prayer, let it be seen, let it be felt, and let it be heard around the world. Come forth, men. Come out of your cave. Come out of your little safe place and come forth and walk in the boldness that God has called for you to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I thank y'all and I praise y'all for coming on. Listen, share this with someone. Share this with your friends. Share this with your husband. Share this with your fathers and nephews and uncles. You know, some man always has something. You know what I mean? So God is able. God is able. You can go to my website, ppkglobal.org, and get the book in regards to the turnaround. Listen, I even got prayers in there. You know, men like, well, I don't know how to pray. Okay, then go ahead and get this ebook and allow this ebook to teach you how to pray. For, you know, you can read the prayers over your marriage, read the prayers over your children, read the prayers over your spouse. You know, you don't have to sit there and keep procrastinating and saying, well, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I wrote an ebook. It ain't a thick book. It's an ebook and it's digital. So you can use it on your phone and read, you know, these prayers, you know, praying over your spouse, praying, you know, these warfare prayers. These ain't just lay me down prayers. These warfare prayers that's trying to break yokes, that are breaking yokes, that are breaking bondage and allowing your marriage to breathe. What a python has been, it's just been squeezing your marriage and causing you to not want to. So go to the website, ppkglobal.org. Listen, somebody probably just need to buy the book and send it to somebody. You know what I mean? It's just this prayers. You know what? You're going to throw away a prayer. Don't turn on a prayer. Listen, if you actually just give it to them, you know, at some time, God will bring them into a place where they'll want to listen, read that prayer. You say, well, I ain't seen him, or I don't see him, or he don't do this, or she don't do that, whatever. Listen, it is what it is. God is able to move when you didn't think he could. I started out telling you where I was and how God moved and where I am now. Where I am now. And listen, I'm asking God to super accelerate the situations, super accelerate the situation. That through these prayers and through the books and through the turnaround, that men will turn around faster, that men will desire to learn and to pray and to know their role and to know their place and what God is calling for them to do. I'm declaring that it's a super acceleration on what God is planning on doing. So when I was saying blow, 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 that was the super acceleration. That was God just super accelerating where they are to where God is trying to get them. So I pray that this message blesses you, stretches you, helps you. I know it's been a long time, but I don't do it unless God tells me to do it. Amen. And I just want to testify, Fisher of Men. Yeah. God did that. God did it. He did it. He did it. And all y'all men that went to the Fisher retreat, I need y'all to do a live. I need y'all to do a live. I need you to do a live. So don't forget you still got an assignment, because we're going to do more of them. So we're going to do more of these Fisher of Men. It was fantastic. And we caught a lot of fish. It was so prophetic. How about this? Let me just tell you a story right now. So we're on the boat, right? And we're fishing. And so we got the captain. And the captain was like, y'all are catching fish that is extremely rare. You don't catch these fish. He's been doing this for a long time, and he hasn't never seen some of the fish that we have caught. Because we went deep. We went deep. We catching fish that you don't normally catch. And we caught a fish that nobody knew what it was. Nobody. So you can't tell me that God wasn't prophetically showing us something. That there's not one man that we can't reach. Because he looks different than every other fish. He looks different than every other person. His situation is different than anybody else's. But God says, I'm giving you the ability to catch them. I've given you the ability to catch them. I've given you the ability to pull them in. So every fish that we pulled in, we had big fish, we had small fish, we had nice fish, we had ugly fish, we had all kind of fish, but we were pulling them in. And God says, I'm giving you the ability to pull these men in. So there's going to be things that God is going to do in regards to men. I know we're going to be doing more Fisher of Men retreats. And so if it's something that, you know, you probably want to, you know, if your husband wants to go, that's fine. Your uncle, dad, whoever likes to fish, they want to go. Listen, this is kingdom. It's kingdom collaboration and everything that we do. And so we're going to put some stuff out for the Fisher of Men retreats. Prepare yourself. And if it's even something that you want to sow into, you know, you want to sow into the Fisher of Men retreat, be my guest. Be my guest. You can go to ppkglobal.org and just sow for your husband to be caught. Because there were like two awards. We had the biggest fish. We had the big fish award. And then we had the net breaking award. That's the person that caught the most fish. So every time we look at this, it's about how many men we can lead to Christ. It's evangelizing. So it's not just about, oh, we just want to fish. That's just a prophetic act of what the assignment is on our life. So we prepared ourselves for that. Amen. Listen, once again, man, I want to thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for coming on. I pray that this thing, once again, bless you, stretch you, helped you in a way that goes beyond your understanding. All right. Hey, y'all be blessed and y'all have a wonderful day. Remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Day by day, situation by situation, we got to get better. Amen. And y'all be blessed. Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life, join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man, where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family God's way. Listen,
Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.